嘅会议记录。咁就第二项咧就系逐议事项，逐议事项咧就系、是、主要咧就系、是、喺我嚟讲，我睇落去咧就系、是、有一项就系响上一次会议咧，我哋对于嗰、那个构想阶段嘅报告咧，咁我哋当时咧就系、是、未能够达成一致嘅意见，落到最后落实嗰、那个嗰、那个报告嘅草稿。於是乎咧，當時咧就係話咧，就將呢個工作咧就交咗俾工作小組咧係去處理。工作小組咧事後咧亦都係傾過、再討論過、再修改過，亦都係建議咧就係、是、作出決定咧就係響呢個係喺2005年12月，如果冇記錯應該係20號嘅工作小組會議裏邊咧。是決定了就是說修改了之後呢就用傳閱的方式呢給小組委員會 是同意的。事實上呢那個最後的即是第四次的修改修訂呢就是那個報告的第四次修訂呢就在2006年的2月4號呢就向個委員傳閱。當時秘書處呢就希望委員呢就如果有意見的話呢就在2月13號呢就是提出嚟，咁去到2月13号咧就冇意见提出嚟，咁但系喺2月14号嘅工作小组会议里边咧，就我记得伍美琴博士提过咧，就系、是、当时喺对上一次工作小组系讲过，有可能有个别嘅持份者觉得有啲，尤其是系嗰个专家小组关于可持续嘅运输规划同埋中环湾仔绕道个研究啊，佢有啲意见提出嚟，啲意见咧就可能唔系喺WB2 review 呢個嘅工作範圍裏邊，但係咧可能咧個別持份者希望咧就係、是、能夠咧我哋可以咧係將呢啲問題咧就向共建維港委員會大會反映嘅。咁當時咧就係、是、有個建議就話咧，我哋係寫一個序言呢、這個 forward， 同埋咧就有持份者將所有嘅佢哋認為係唔包喺 WB2 review。的範圍裏面，但是他們想向大會提出來的東西就放在一個附錄裏面。那在這件事上來說呢，就伍美琴博士的時候也都是做了一個附錄，就是代表了想創維港的一些看法，希望交給大會。那秘書處呢也都呢將個附錄向大家傳閱 之外呢，也都是做了一個草擬的序言，一個 forward。 那這個呢就是也都是傳閱了給大家的。咁但係呢就喺呢件事之後呢，原本嚟講就係個報告呢，我以為呢就係、是、可以落實㗎啦。咁但係呢件事之後呢，就司馬文先生嘅代表咗Business Environment Council 呢，就係、是、再提出一個建議，就係將嗰個想創階段嘅報告嘅結論同埋建議係再加以修改。咁司馬文先生嘅修改呢亦都係呢佢係傳閱咗俾大家㗎。咁而家我哋喺呢度咧，可能要作出一个决定，就系、是、究竟我哋系唔系跟翻原本我哋嘅上一次嘅会议同埋之后嘅工作小组嘅会议嘅决定，就系、是、落实咗个，亦都系接纳咗个报告佢啊，亦或系再要考虑司马文先生嘅修改。咁呢度我希望委员可以俾啲意见。我想再補充一點，就係司馬文先生建議的修改嚟講咧，係得到Mr. Hardy Lock 嘅支持嘅嚇。咁、就有兩位委員咧，就係、是、建議係再進一步修改。咁其他委員唔知道有冇其他意見？係咪冇意見就係、
是？而家我哋係講緊。逐議的事項嘛，
是逐議事項，我們就要決定 要做埋上一次我們未做的一回事，就是確認個報告，等到我們可以呢就是發出這個報告。
但是現在我們那個的選擇呢，就是一是就是接受即是秘書處第一次傳閱那三樣，即是那兩樣東西，即是你那個前言啦，同埋吳美琴女士那個附錄啦，咁即係嘅。咁另外一個選擇咧，就係唔 接受個報告啦，就再由頭再傾。因為點解咧？因為由頭再傾啦，即係因為有人修改你寫嗰個前言啦，有人修改，即係亦都修改啊吳美琴女士嗰個附錄啦。
嗯，
同埋咧，最我諗最緊要就係嗰個結論同埋嗰個建議嗰度咧，亦都有一啲修改啦。
係啦，
咁就係阿施柏文先生傳閱咗嗰個即係用深色半 bold letter， 即係同埋間咗個大嘢嗰個咧。咁即係我哋而家係擺喺我哋面前係兩樣嘢，一係咧就接受。即系当系
我
哋 TVL 咁样就写翻落去，或者如果唔系咧，就要由头倾翻呢三份文件啦，即系所谓科，即系前言、附录同埋嗰个结论与建议。
我会建议个当然大家要大家同意啦。嗱，我会建议咧，我哋集中考虑嘅报告，阿司马文先生提到嗰个报告嘅结论同埋建议嘅修改先，因为咧。我哋嗰個前言同埋嗰附錄咧，可能會係根據個結，我哋係咪修改個結論同埋建議咧而有所唔同嘅。我哋講咗個報告就唔好理個前言，我會建議唔好理個前言同埋個附錄先，好唔好咧？
我都贊成嘅，主席，因為點解咧？所謂前言咧同埋嗰個附錄咧，係我哋未睇過噶嘛。即係你當時你應承咗寫啫，但係我哋冇睇過啊，咁所以其實係冇接受過。咁而家只不過係再即係未接受之前再有少少修改啫。咁同樣係嗰個附錄咧，亦都係一樣嘅。我哋未睇過嘅，咁但係阿吳美琴女士出咗嚟之後兩日就俾人改啦。咁所以我都冇問題。咁即係其實係未接受嘅。
咁我哋
咁同埋我自己再睇過嚟咧，嗰個所謂修改嘅都唔係好多嘢啫。我自己感覺嚟講，譬如個前言咁樣都係即係幾隻字咁樣。咁我唔知道大家其他嘅同事有冇話覺得係好大嘅更改啦。咁我自己睇過又唔係好大嘅更改。咁至於嗰個附錄咧，亦都係雖然個更改係比較多啲，咁但係個原作者都似乎覺得都唔係好大意義咁。咁我覺得亦都唔係好大嘅問題。所以我同意主席講法咧，就係、是。即係睇翻嗰個結論同嗰、那個
建議，
建議啦。因為將來咧，譬如立法會睇又好，區議會又好，睇啲嘢嘅時候，梗係最緊要睇建議同個結論啦。咁所以我覺得我贊成主席嘅建議。
OK， 咁我想睇下大家對於我哋係考唔考慮司馬文先生建議對於個結論同埋建議嘅修改。
有少少資料嘅提供啫。我睇到啊，司馬文先生佢最新係提交嗰個係前言同埋呢個係附錄嗰度嘅文件咧，同佢以往上次提交嗰個結論對個 report 嘅結論嗰個係更改咧，其實有好多地方都係已經重複咗。
嗯，
因為好多部分嘅係對個結論嘅改動咧，就係、是、已經係擺咗落去嗰個附錄嗰度。咁我哋個諗法咧，個附錄咧就應該係講一啲同我哋灣仔第期檢討嘅工作範圍以外嘅事項。咁所以咧，我諗可能喺大家喺睇呢個結論咧，呢個報告結論嘅時間咧，可能咧就要係記住有呢個咁嘅情況。
咁但係當然啦，我哋而家仲未決定，我哋係咪睇司馬文建議嘅修改。咁如果係我哋話我哋係要考慮埋呢樣嘢，咁我哋開始睇佢嘅建議，然之後睇下，然之後先至去決定係點樣修改。啊 ，W K，
主席，即係我提議咧，就我哋唔需要睇嗰個佢建議修改嘅內容啊。咁即係我哋委員會要決定嘅就係我哋接唔接受嗰啲建議啫嘛，係咪？
嗯。
啊，咁但係即係如果我記憶冇錯咧，就而家委員會暫時嘅 status 啊，暫時咧就係我哋基本上咧係同意咗接受呢個報告嘅。或者 endorse 個報告，不過咧就而家有委員係再提出多啲，即係譬如我見到一個錯字，咁我可以話俾你聽，叫你轉翻正佢咁啦，咁或者其他嗰啲修正，咁但係嗰份報告本身都仍然係 City Planning Consultants 嘅報告嚟噶嘛？
我理解就係 City Planning Consultant 撰寫嘅報告，
咁所以即係我不如就想問一下即係原作者咧 City Planning Consultants 佢哋有冇反對啊？因為如果他們沒有反對的話呢，那即委員會也沒有所謂，即我們大致上接受了個報告嘛。
Okay.
如果這些即的改動呢，就我都不用看個內仔細看個內容的細節。如果 City Planning、okay. 他們沒有反對，那就OK 咯。如果他們有反對，那 我們 即係我哋唔可以夾硬叫 city planning 去即係揸捉住佢嘅手去寫噶。咁我哋即係再決定接唔接受咁。
我會 take it as 就係大家原則上咧都冇反對，就係再將施秀文先生嘅建議咧就去望一望。如果係咁嘅話咧，就的確咧就我哋就要邀請譚小環女士咧，就係、是、因為佢係即係。
小
型，小型，对唔住，
虽然有咁嘅条件，
对唔住，我记错咗你啦，或者我讲英文可能会容易啲咁多啊，咁但系咧就因为始终Iris 都系即系撰写嘅报告啦，咁我谂佢系最清楚，即系变咗或者我哋。邀請他看看對於阿 Paul 的建議來講，修改的地方來講，你怎麼看先？Iris.
Sorry, maybe I should speak in English because it's Paul's comments. Yeah. In fact, I appreciate what Paul has done, but my mission, I think, in this report is to try to distinguish those ideas collected and recommendations for WD2 review.And so if I concentrate on that objective, some of the elaborations that Paul put in, I think it can be accommodated because it's an elaboration on what I have put in. But whenever Paul mentioned about throughout the corridor area, I think those are the things that would be outside the WD2 review purview, which I think it is more appropriately put in the appendix because it is all those outside the WD2remit. So those which are not concerning the whole corridor, I think I definitely can accommodate.
Okay, thank you. Okay, okay.
That's very generous, Iris and Chairman. And I believe on that basis, there are two ways forward. Either delete the word in the corridor from those paragraphs where it says in the corridor, because of course when we have to look at short-term transport management measures, we'll have to not only do them outside WD2, but WD2 is an integral part of the corridor, so we could either leave the words in the corridor out of it, or alternatively I've made some recommendations for the changes to both the foreword and the appendix, which would accommodate exactly this. And what it does, the recommendation for the foreword and the appendix would be to make clear that the appendix not only deals with the issues entirely outside WD2, but it deals with the issues which extend beyond WD2. They don't only look at WD2 issues, but also have a greater implication, and therefore, by nature, they also have to do with WD2. Although I would prefer, of course, the first one, deleting the word in the corridor or on the corridor from those relevant paragraphs, which I believe are 914B, 914C, and 921A and 921C. But if all the other ones are acceptable, that would make a fantastic way forward. Thank you, Chairman.
但係對唔住，主席，我唔同意阿 Paul 嗰個講法，即係我咧就一啲都唔會同意話接受咧，即係9.21A、B、C 嗰度咧，一講到話 the corridor area 咧，就刪除咗個 the corridor area 嗰幾個字嘅。嗱，我理由好簡單啫，即係我其實根本上我啱喺外地飛翻嚟，所以我都好，但我尋晚都好急咁去睇過依段依啲嘢。咁其實阿 Paul 嗰個9.21A、B、C 咧，就係、是、根本上咧就係、是、差唔多逐隻字咧喺嗰個交通即係運輸專家嗰個報告咧，9.2.1A 咧就係3.33，9.21B 咧就係3.311，9.2.1C 咧就係3.35嚟嘅。咁佢就係、是、即係其實個字眼咧係。是逐隻字抄下去的，那我就覺得即是你寫得出來那個什麼expert panel， 那你就拆了人家那幾個字去呢，我覺得就不是 很合適，即是你既然你抄得人家整句抄下去呢， 那你就拆了人家中間幾個字，我覺得是一個不是很即是不對的一件事，因為我覺得即是這樣做法呢， 就因為你寫過嗰個句嘢，另外一個意思。但係而家阿 Paul 唔係噶嘛，佢直情係將嗰個 expert panel 嘅 report 裏邊嗰個建議咧，我前連嗰邊一段我都抄得出，尋晚都抄得出嚟。咁所以你點可以將人哋嗰句斷章，即係叉咗人哋一叉完一句就叉咗人哋兩幾個字咧？
建議可能會比較適合。
Chairman, I'm sorry, but we're falling into the very trap that I tried to avoid. I tried to suggest we avoid at the outset. It seems to me we have to respect the integrity of the report, the independence of the consultant. To the extent they can accept changes, fine. If they can't accept changes, then Paul and anyone else has every right to write in and say, we wish to make this point, we want to make that point. That can be included by way of an addendum, or it can be attached to the report. But I don't think we can force the consultant to take on people's views. The independence of the consultant has to be accepted and recognised.
Okay, thanks. 咁呢個我諗同樣地咧，如果係Nick 嘅睇法嚟講，亦都係可能阿 Paul 嘅第二個做法比較適合啲咁多。就係咧，我哋唔喺9.1.4B 同埋9.1.4C 將喺 Paul 嘅建議裏邊掹出嚟，就9.2.1嘅 ABC 咧，亦都係掹出嚟擺咗喺個附錄度。OK， 如果係咁嘅話咧，我諗就呢個安排，大家有冇其他有冇反對？如果冇嘅話，我相信其他Mr. Paul Zimmerman 對於個報告嘅其他改動咧。咁既然 Iris 都唔反，都冇乜特別意見，其他改動啊，咁我哋就可以接受嘅 Iris。
In fact, Chairman, I would actually welcome Paul's second alternative. That is to just put the amendments in the foreword and the appendix. I think it's much clearer.
Okay.
If Paul accepts, then I think it is better to keep my report and put the things in the appendix and foreword.
Well, I think the issue is Paul proposed is up to the meeting to accept, and of course there have been two comments. One, we have to respect the expert panel's report. B, Nick proposed that we have to respect Iris your report, and that has to be subject to your agreement as well. Okay, so if it's the case, let's take the second alternative. Okay. So the report. Any other comments with regard to the report body other than the foreword and the appendix? If no, then we accept version 4 of the draft report plus Paul's amendment, except the I think it's 5 points that we just now mentioned. Four points. You mean that the rare specific 9.1.4b, 9.4.1c, and 9.2.1A and 9.2.1C, correct? Okay, so we agree on that. Now, then our next task should be the foreword and the appendix, which Dr. Ng has put up, well, the secretary put up a foreword, Dr. Ng has put up a draft for the appendix, and Paul has further revision on that. And if there's no other objection, we can deliberate on Paul's revision. Okay. Any comment on that? I think we'll go through the process first. We've talked about the statement first. The statement, for yesterday morning, Mr. Paul Zimmerman 提出來這個改動來講，第一件事我想我諗排一排啦，唔知大家有冇手頭上有冇，因為可能大家只係睇 email 睇咗嚇，需唔需要有需要一啲 copy？ 因為係秘書處係準備咗嘅。如果大家都OK， 咁我就因為頭先我哋都講過咧，我哋唔係逐段去 去修改啊，所以咧我只係想咧就係而家既然即係冇呢個 copy 嘅委員，而家都有埋啦，咁就咧大家好快咁睇一睇，因為嗰度亦都係將所有要改嘅嘢咧都已經係提咗出嚟，咁就大家有冇意見 ？WK，
其實我都係做翻頭先個嗰個提議。首先我自己望落去咧，我就覺得冇乜嘢特別啊，即係無論原本嗰、那個稿或者係坡跟住加咗落去嘅，咁都幾合理啊。咁所以我就冇乜所謂嘅。咁但係我想問翻個原作者咧，咁、那個前言即係個秘書啦嚇。咁你即係我睇落去你寫嗰個冇乜特別，即係 OK 啦。咁啊坡個改亦都 OK 啦。咁但係即係假如你覺得有咩唔 OK， 咁唔知你可唔可以提一提我哋咁？咁雖然呢個就應該係主席啦，不過即係係雖然用主席嘅名字，不過係秘書處
啊嘛。草擬嘅。
咁同樣即係阿伍美琴博士佢寫嗰個咧，
嗰係附錄，
即係佢。
我哋一間處理嗰附錄。
嗰個後語同樣啊，即係想問下嗰個原作者，你人哋咁樣改你咧，就有冇問題啊？如果我覺得冇乜問題，但係如果你睇到有咧，咁就即係可以提一提我哋。
OK， 咁就或者我哋嗰個處理咗個罪言先啦，個 forward 先啦。啊 ，LT。
主席或者我都係提供參考
其實第一個咧就喺第一版最嬲尾嗰句阿坡嘅提議咧就話個 service transport infrastructure 咁我諗呢三個字阿坡其實可能係諗緊係咪就係講緊話嗰啲係連接道同埋 P 二路網絡咧啊即係呢個係即係希望澄清少少嘅啫第一版。係嘛 ？OK， 咁我諗我呢個咧就其實就即係我哋可以接受咗呢三個字，但係我哋今日嘅會議記錄裏邊係可以講明，就其實呢個就係講嗰啲連接類同 P 路網絡，咁啊 OK 啦。
OK，sorry，sorry。
主席唔該，首先第一樣嘢咧就係 subcommittee 咧已經係 endorse 咗嗰個expert panel report 裏面嘅 recommendations。咁裏面嘅 recommendations 咧就係經過一個好即係佢專家睇過。其實已經是一個 study itself， 他們看過有這些這樣的需要的，那無論是 P2 啦，無論是 steep road 啦，那他們都在 recommendation 那裡是即也都落了住的，譬如說 P2 那個即發展是要即隨著周圍的周遭的環境、啊、你再看看它的 scale 這樣。咁如果呢一個已經係大家嘅共識，我睇唔到點解咧要喺呢一個 forward 裡面咧再寫多一啲我哋冇曾經傾過嘅問題嚟嘅，即係話點解而家突然間會有一個需要一個 further study？ 即係呢一個第一個委員會已經 endorse 咗個panel report 啦，咁就接受咗裡面即係嗰個 recommendation。咁第二咧就係 so far 我唔 realize 咧個 subcommittee 咧係話需要有一個 further study 嘅。咁點解而家我哋要加呢一句落去咧？咁呢個係即係我嘅問題嚟嘅。咁我就覺得係唔需要加呢一句落去咯。
容許我喺呢度可以俾我即係在主席或者第三者嘅睇法啦。就係、是、如果我諗阿 Sharon 講嘅，如果你話 However the need for service transport infrastructure is subject to further study 咧，我會傾向同意你嘅講法。咁但係咧，事實上咧個現實，我哋今日嘅議程處理咧，的確都係我哋會研究多啲，譬如我哋要講下我哋嘅連接度會點樣安排啊？點解需要有連接路啊？事實上咧，亦都咧，我一直都強調咧，因為都有其他批評咧，就話咧那個專家小組嘅報告咧不可接受，因為咧個專家小組咧就冇講到嗰條路有幾闊有幾大。咁我一直咧我嘅立場即係同埋個小組委員會嘅立場就係話咧，我哋邀請專家小組咧就係、是、考慮。有冇咁嘅需要有呢條中環灣仔繞道，就唔係做呢個中環灣仔繞道嘅詳細設計啊。事實上咧，亦都唔係即係個專家小組嘅成員嘅責任去做詳細設計，因為咧就嗰、那個唔係我哋一直爭論嘅問題。詳細設計嗰度可以下一步咧就請顧問公司，而家政府請咗顧問公司做。咁如果從呢個立場睇咧，就某個程度上呢句嘢咧，我自己睇就未必一定就話係同嗰個，如果你係講嘅 detail design。啊，詳細設計嚟講咧，就唔係有違背嘅啊。但係如果係需求咧， 有冇乜需要咧？就肯定就係同我哋做開嘅嘢違背。咁就啊，雖然咧就如果俾我寫，我哋傾向秘書處嘅寫法就係簡單啲咁多，唔使即係一五一十數曬出嚟。不過當然呢、這個都係一啲我覺得係就寫法嘅問題，我自己個人睇法，唔知道大家點睇？好，如果冇其他反對嘅話咧 ，OK。
主席，如果呢个是、即是改动的那个原意的话呢，我都是接受的。那、我就、提议呢，就是、我们加分，譬如说 However, detailed design of surface transport infrastructure is subject for 我想是不是 subject to 呢，可能是应该加分个 to further study 这样，那就会比较清晰一点。
Okay. 就、OK， 虽然我们刚才都讲过，我们不要即逐隻自帮，似乎既然这个是一个原则的问题来讲，我们就都如果 不需要再讨论的话，我们就这样安排，好不好？ OK， 好啊。那就有没有其他 LT？
主席，如果是可以容许我的呢，我就想去第二版的，第二版的第二段的第五行和第六行呢，我们讲到一些 sustainability principles 和 indicator。咁跟住來呢，就我哋就講 which we start to develop during a measuring stage。 咁呢個同我哋喺嗰個報告裏面呢，就係、是、我哋啱啱係接受咗阿波嘅改動呢，就有少少唔同嘅。喺裏面嚟講呢，就其實講話 sustainability principles and indicator has been developed。咁其實第一個都唔係錯嘅，因為第一個嘅話，即係我哋一個 mission stage 咧，就我哋開始嘅 develop。咁但係如果話我哋報告我哋現在到達嘅階段咧，就可能 report 裏面用嗰個字眼咧，就會係準確啲。兩個其實都係阿坡提議嘅改動嚟，咁我喺阿坡可唔可以接受到咧？就其實我哋喺嗰個序言嗰度咧，我哋就寫 sustainability principle and indicator has been developed。
Which we have developed。
Which we have developed.
OK， 咁我谂系好简单嘅更改。Paul, we do not have any objection. We just move on.
Oh, Paul. Well, on page two. Oh,
second paragraph.
I respond
again. Chairman, the point we're trying to make is here that the development of indicators is an ongoing process and will never stop. So it have developed would indicate that we have completed development of, and I suggest that we have started to develop these indicators and we will continually update
so
and amend.
Need present perfect tense.
Yes. So
have developed.
Have started to have started to develop. So they are. So it's an ongoing development. So if that's if no, it's not clear for me, Ken.
I think maybe you have to read Iris's opinion, Chief.
Iris， 因為你 implement 成個 process， 嗰個 SD principle 亦都係你提出嚟嘅意見，你自己點睇 ？Iris，
thank you, Chairman. I wait till Paul is listening to me.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah.
我都要強調，即係提醒大家就係我哋，我希望我哋盡量唔好喺文字上邊糾纏。
Again, as consultants, we will work in the next stage with.The set of indicators and principles developed in the envisioning stage. So, although it can be developed further in other arenas, but for us, this study, we will use that set first for the evaluation. But okay. During the course, I think definitely, you know, we can.
Okay. If it's the case, if there are no other rules, I assume that the majority is with.We have developed, right? Okay. Okay. So, any other comments with regard to the forward?
對唔住，係一啲字眼長，但係我諗都真係值得需要講，唔好意思。都係同埋一段咧，就係第七行同第八行咧，就有三個字加上 Unless agree otherwise, the realization stage will be confined to the ambit of WD2 review. 我哋呢個可能就係會係。有啲啊混淆嘅信息嘅都可能係，因為我哋今日決定咧，咁我哋就 move forward 啦。咁亦都我哋將好清楚就係委員會想喺 WD2 裏邊跟進嘅工作就寫咗喺報告裏邊啦。以外嘅咧就寫咗喺個 appendix 裏邊啦。咁我相信都唔可能或者係會再從頭討論過究竟個 WD2 嘅 ambit 會包啲咩啦。咁所以我諗係咪 unless agree otherwise 呢三個字係可以刪除嘅？
俾我有少少覺得呢三個字好似係啲法律文件，即係確保即係滴水不漏。咁但係咧，法律文件咧令到嗰個文件咧就睇嘅個可讀性就比較低好多。咁但係當然即係LT 提嘅都唔係淨可讀性嘅問題，就係、是、我哋即係始終都要 move ahead。咁大家點睇 ？Paul, what's your view? If we delete unless agree otherwise.
Excuse me, Chairman, I couldn't follow you.
Maybe I say that again, Paul. On lines 7 and 8,、
yeah.
the second paragraph of page 2,、you add in three words, unless agreed otherwise.、I think we have already decided for all the recommendations to be followed up on the WD2 review will be in the report by IRIS.、for those who would be extending beyond the ambit of WD2 could be in the appendix.So as far as the subcommittee is concerned, and perhaps the message to be conveyed to public, it is very clear、from today onward, we know which way we are going and what are to be included in WD2.、
Okay.
So I'm considering that perhaps the three words, unless agree otherwise, could be deleted.
Well, I think it's、for this committee to consider.、it's an issue we've brought up from day one, that、if you want to have the appropriate...decisions be made on what you do in Wan Chai, you should look at the entire harbour front North Shore area. At、more than one occasion over the last 2 years, and there is an ongoing debate to look at opening up this committee to look at the entire waterfront for Wan Chai and Central, the entire area that's going to be impacted on by this major infrastructure work. And that if we want to make sustainable decisions, we have to look at the entire area overall.Under AOB, we'll be looking again at the central, at a review for central, which we continue to urge. So, therefore, we think it's entirely realistic from our side that we should be open to the possibility, at least, that unless agreed otherwise, you know, we are, with, for now, it's within the ambit, but if it's decided that the ambit is going to be expanded, as and when agreed, that may be included, but that still needs an agreement. So we're just opening up the possibility.And I think it reflects very correctly the opinions expressed by many on this committee over the last 1.5-2 years. Thank you.
Well, I think that this point actually has been, we have proved ourselves by conduct because we always are willing to change. I mean, this is actually proven by conduct. Just at the beginning of this meeting, for example, if we stick to what we have agreed before, we shouldn't have considered the amendments raised by Paul anyway. So this is actually something that we have been doing all the time. And do we actually have to specify it?
Well, Chairman, I have a further opinion to advance. Basically, we are certainly very adaptive to change and responsive to the requirement of the communities, as proven by the operation of the committees.But now we are saying that a change to the ambit of the WD2 review. If the community so demand, well, there could well be another realization stage for somewhere around the harbour. But whether this should be called or included as part of the realization stage for the WD2 review is something we have to consider. It could well be a realization stage for the Central Ferry Piers, which is a follow-up of CHARM that we are doing. But it should not be a follow-up of the, an extension of the ambit of the realization stage for WD2.
So, LT, you're saying that these three words actually lead us to actually go out of our study brief. I mean, our project brief. Okay. Mikam.
Chairman, I don't know my interpretation is right or not, but I noticed that this forward is going to go out with your name in it. So, I mean, my position is that if you write something and, you know, as a member, I think that's okay. You know, you're not going to, you know, make me feel very embarrassed as a member of the committee. I don't really care what you're going to write. That would be my position. I don't think we need to go...through this word by word, I consider this quite a waste of time.
Thanks, Mikam. If it's the case, then since it got my name on it, then I decided these three words should be struck out. Okay. Thanks. Any comment on the forward?
Well, Chairman, I should refrain myself from placing too many comments. that is on 910, I think it's, well, the Connaught Row. Connaught Row is in fact, well, not within WD2 areas. So I think we have to be Connaught Row. Because the WD2 area only cover Gloucester Road and Victoria Park Road. So
actually, I think this is actually a replacement of the original sentence in the last sentence of the second last paragraph, which scale, put down the scope of WD2 review, and that was initially drafted by the secretary, and somehow Paul has extended. So on that basis, I think it's up to members to decide whether do we need to actually, whether the original or maybe, well, somehow, whether how does the secretary feels about your previous description about the scope of the project. I mean, geographical scope of the project.
Chairman, I'm happy to drop the word cluster. As you call it, right, cluster, right, it's corridor. I've only, as you may be
aware, Chairman, I'm still waiting for a map to show the exact WDT outline, WDT2 outline. I've had a phone call from planning department yesterday that the map will be provided. It's a map I've been asking for the last 2 months. So if I made a mistake, then a technical description, but I believe we should definitely indicate both the east-west corridor boundary and as well as the south and north boundary. And if it should be Gloucester Road, then I'm happy to delete the word Connaught Road in my proposal.
Mr. Chairman, yes. Just a point of clarification. Mr. Paul Zimmerman's request is to have something on the CL3 land use proposals and look together with the Central Wan Chai Waterfront. I don't think I can provide to him the limits of the WD2 review.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Anyway, I think that discussion or that part of discussion is actually quite relevant to what we are dealing with now. Thanks for that. Anyway, now, in fact, the only remaining amendment put up forward by Paul is actually the last sentence of the revised second last paragraph. The harbour immediately in front of the area is also included in this review, which, of course, I mean, it's just common sense.
But Chairman, as long as we are being practical and we don't extend over to the Kowloon side.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so now we have agreed on the forward, and the secretary, of course, will circulate the final version after the meeting, right? Now, what follows is the appendix. Just now, we spent quite a bit of time in the wording of the forwards, and for the appendix, because these are supposed to be ideas put forward by stakeholders, so I would prefer, if possible, we handle it much more quickly instead of doing it word by word, if necessary. So first of all, of course, as reminded by WK, maybe we should ask MECAM to comment whether she finds the proposed amendment acceptable before we move on.
Chairman, I'm not sure if I think the appendix should go out as something that the subcommittee should have some kind of ownership, right? So it should not be treated as stakeholders' input. It's from us, but it has eventually to be like the subcommittee's recommendations. And I have no problem with Paul's amendments. Sorry, I should put it this way. I didn't have time to circulate this to my members, CLH, but as a representative, I see very little, you know, problem with what he has put in.
So we wrote on Paul's revised version. Any other comments with regard to Paul's revised version of the appendix? Except the format, of course, needs to be tidied up. Robin，
主席，我想提一點意見俾主席考慮下咧，就喺個文件中嗰個 land use development 嗰段咧，第一個點嗰度咧，就係談及到就係HEC town planning board and then develop a mechanism to monitor the development density of island offshore 等等嗰度咁樣。咁我都想請阿主席即係注意一下咧，嗰、那個呢、這個委員會同或者 HEC 嗰、那個職權範圍嗰方面。咁以我理解咧，即係HEC 又好，呢、這個委員會咧，主要都係向呢個政府提供意見啦。就住即係同呢個維多利亞港有關啊，咁或者呢個委員會咧就會係個職權咧，主要都提供意見有關呢個進行呢個灣仔發展第二期嘅。咁即係我個意見覺得，即係呢一點嗰度咧，似乎係離開咗即係呢個委員會嘅職權範圍，以及亦都離開咗呢個 HEC 即係大會嗰個職權範圍。咁似乎擺喺呢度咧，就唔係太適宜，請主席考慮一下。
你意思係想成段抽起佢？
係。
OK。啊，呢、這個 Paul。Any comment on that? Robin suggested
yes,
because
I got that. I got the translation. I'm sorry to cut you short. I just asked Mikem whether my suggestion would be then to add the word advice to develop. So I agree that maybe the mechanism itself is not developed by the ATC, but the ATC can definitely bring out an advice to the government and town planning board and other various organizations to develop a mechanism. So it's an advice to do so rather than it is actually doing it.
Well, anybody can advise, and HEC is an advisory committee. Robin, if it's the case, obviously it seems that it resolved the problem of it falls outside the terms of reference. What do you think? Or provide advice.
Advice on a possible mechanism.
Yes?
Yeah.
Can I, through the chairman, can I ask Mr. Zimmerman to say it again, you know, how it actually read?
Sorry, yeah, man, I think it's better that me, Kim, as the author of this text.
Yes, because this is actually written by Dr. Ng.
Thank you.
Okay.
How about, like, instead of in collaboration, we say HEC should exchange views with town planning board and relevant government departments and advise on possible mechanisms to monitor blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Yes. Because it's still dealing with the harbor.
May I suggest HEC should give advice to government? Okay. Something more general, to give advice to government.
My only concern is town planning board is a statutory body. Is it part of government? I don't know.
My point is in the terms of reference of the HEC, it is to advise the government.
I see your point. Yeah.
The terms of reference of HEC is to advise the government.
Not town planning board, sorry. Okay. Is that agreeable, Dr. M? Paul?
My suggestion was then that we advise the government, but we can still exchange view with town planning board if that's the desire from the members. So I don't see that there is a problem with it, necessarily. But
I think it's a bit too clumsy in a way that whether government exchange view with town planning board or whoever. I mean, it's up to the government. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, town planning board is an independent statutory body, and I advise not to put any wording relating to town planning board. It's totally separated. As suggested by Robin, is we have to confine to terms of reference of HVC, give advice to government relating to these things.
Okay. WK, well, as somebody who served on the town planning for quite a long time, for some time.
I don't see that as being such a big deal. And what's wrong with HVC should advise the government and exchange views with the town planning board? I mean, I'm going to exchange views with the town planning board tomorrow morning.
Oh, I have exchanged.
Yes.
You hope.
I'm going to do that in my role as HEC's chairperson of the CAITEC subcommittee. I mean, it's a matter of fact, isn't it?
I guess if it's not binding, I mean, there's nothing wrong, absolutely wrong with that, isn't it? I just do not want to spend time to direct on issues like wordings, detailed wordings. Yeah, Robin.
Mr. Chairman, perhaps I can suggest the wording. HEC should advise the government on development on island offshore show that the prospect of a sustainable transport solution will not be jeopardized in the medium to long term.
Why do you, okay? Well, on one hand, the first part is one thing. On the second part, any particular reason why you like to delete the protection of the harbourfront enhancement and the prospect?
No. I don't mean that. No. Sorry, let me read it again. HEC should advise the government on development on island offshore so that the prospect of a sustainable... Oh, I'm sorry, I miss Mr. Zimmerman's... I'm reading from Dr. Ng's version.
Oh, sorry.
Let me say it again. HEC should advise the government on development on Hong Kong Island offshore so that protection of the harbourfront and enhancement and the prospect of sustainable transport solution will not be jeopardized.
How do members feel about that?
Chairman, I actually feel that we should expand, we can exchange view. I think we should, given the recent debate in LegCo, at Town Planning Board and LegCo, to exchange our view with as HEC. And I definitely object to the deletion of the word density, which is the critical issue that has been highlighted in this paragraph. I feel that restricting the role of the HEC is exactly what we're trying to do in this paragraph. We're trying to expand the role of the our communication and make sure that we have sustainable planning. And I think that's the whole purpose of this appendix.
Okay. Can we have views from other members coming over there? Other members have any particular view? I don't know. So it comes where? So the issue now, there are two issues. One is whether we should add in the phase to exchange will with Town Planning Board, right? This is one. And the other is development, whether to add the word density after development. Hardy?
Actually, I like the version that WK's just made. I mean, I think he made the right point. I think he got it right. I'm not sure if we should be spending time more time on development of the words. I think he's got it right just now.
Just received an invitation for Town Planning Board.
Okay. Now, Robin, I just want to whether you can explain what's wrong with exchange will with Town Planning Board. Why is government to exchange will with Town Planning Board? After all, Planning Board, Town Planning Board is the plan making authority, right? And if you want to make changes and things like that, you have to.
Mr. Chairman, my starting point is the terms of reference of this committee and also the terms of reference of the HEC.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I offer my amendment for the committee's consideration. Mm-hmm. And it's really up to the committee to decide as to how the wording should actually read.
Okay, thanks. Paul?
Chairman, I'd like to remind you that just a few hours before this meeting, we've received an email with a clear invitation from the Town Planning Board to this committee to come and exchange views with them. I can't see why we won't respond positively to that, as WK Chan is going in there tomorrow on Kai Tak. We have a role, and we have been there several times already with Town Planning Board. Why would we limit ourselves?
Okay, sufficient. Yes, we can.
Chairman, I think I agree with that view because we are not a statutory body, and they are, but we're doing work which is related to planning. And if we are not going to exchange our views with them, I mean, I don't see how, our work can move on because that's we're feeding inputs into that process in a way.
Okay. I think members have given their views. WK, will you mind repeating your proposal once and see whether there's any final objection so that we can close this matter once and for all?
I didn't mean to be doing the drafting, but it's simply HEC should advise relevant government departments and exchange views with the Town Planning Board on a possible mechanism to monitor the development density and so on and so on.
Okay. Yeah.
Chairman.
Well, if members would very much like the inclusion of the word exchange of views, we have been doing that for years. So could I add some more words after that?
So you are
exchange of views with the town planning board within the provisions of the town planning ordinance.
Chairman,
to be clearer.
But that's absurd. You could say within the provision of the town planning ordinance in accordance with the basic law.
Okay.
I mean, it's getting a bit ludicrous.
I think at the end we'll make it longer and longer. I don't know. We can.
Chairman, for clarity's sake, I think we can just keep the order. We talk about exchange views with town planning board and keep the advice at the back because we're not going to advise the town planning board. So I think we should say exchange views with the town planning board. So make sure that it's only exchanging views. We're not advising them, you know. Okay. But then and within our remit, we can advise relevant government departments on possible mechanisms to monitor, you know, development density or intensity or whatever.
Can you investigate, rephrase it again so that there's no misunderstanding and record it
down? Basically, it's the original version, which is HEC should exchange views with town planning board and advise relevant government departments on possible mechanisms to monitor the development density on Hong Kong Island North Shore so that protection of the harbour, harbourfront enhancement, and the prospect of sustainable transportation solutions will not be jeopardized.
Okay, thank you. Any objection to this version, which I hope will be the final one? Phyllis.
Mr. Chairman, from a planner's point of view, I just don't understand how this mechanism to monitor the development intensity will work in reality. Could you elaborate on that?
So it's one planner. So.
I don't want to give a lecture on development control. I don't think we should elaborate on the details.
Okay.
You just keep looking at the intensities, or you're reviewing it, or you're making proposals or changing it.
It's about development control mechanisms, basically.
So if that's the intention, you can say to monitor development, or you say to control development, right? And also when you do the development control, it can touch on density, it can touch on mix of use, heights, etc. I just don't see, I would just want to know that one to be more specific so it can actually be workable.
Sorry, Chairman, I don't think we should debate this on this. Because control is a negative term. I don't like it, but it's a jargon used in the field. I think monitoring is more neutral. Yeah. But should we continue to talk about the details?
I would like to wind up the discussion as quickly as possible. Maybe a piece of background, which Phyllis may not be there. May not be aware of. It actually come out from the expert panel report saying that with an eye on the transport infrastructure in a way that the panel recommend that somehow the traffic intensity along the established traffic transport infrastructure should be monitored, and if necessary, there will be a review. There should be a review on the development density, review on the development density to ensure that there will not be excessive traffic flow. I mean, so the expert panel didn't really set a target on, and of course, and they should not because they are not planners; they are transport experts. But they see the relationship, and that's why they suggest that when the transport traffic flow exceeds a certain level, then that should be reviewed. So it's not really to control, but to review and see how it can be achieved in terms of lowering the traffic flow. Yeah, Phyllis.
If that's the background, I would suggest to use the word to monitor the development on Island North Shore, because you can monitor the phasing, the timing, and also the intensity, etc.
Okay, it's narrowed down to the word moving out, taking out the word density, and I hope it's agreeable to everybody so that we can close our discussion here. Okay? Okay. Thanks, everybody. Any other?
Chairman, just a minor point on page 2, the second paragraph, second line. All change to work cease to optimize. But I also want to draw the panel, the subcommittee's attention to that. Well, the work cease was in fact the word used, I think, in the expert panel report and also now in our Michelin stage report. So I would suggest that we, well, to maintain that work.
Okay.
Page 2 of the appendix. Second paragraph,
second
line. Panel recommendation that we need to cease, you change work cease to optimize.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Can you find it, Paul?
Oh.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so any other comment, I hope? Thanks a lot. Then if it's the case, then the secretary will again prepare the final version for circulation, and then we can endorse that. Now we have finished the report, we finished the forward, and we finished the appendix. One last word, any other comment with regard to the report? Otherwise, from the next month onward, we will consider the report as received and approved by this subcommittee. Though, of course, there's one more minor point about presentation. For the draft you receive or circulated or first prepared by city planning and then circulated by the secretary, you have the cover page. It's like a standard consultant's report. But I believe when the report is to be published, it's to be published by the subcommittee, right?
I, with these amendments accepted today, I endorse the proposal, Chairman.
Proposal on what? I haven't finished my proposal.
Well, you mentioned that it's going to be that it's clearly identified as published and produced and endorsed by the subcommittee, and with these amendments, we endorse that.
Okay, but if it's the case, then on the cover page, we should, if it's to be a report to be issued by the and published by the subcommittee, then the government of Hong Kong Special Administrative Region can be deleted. We should put our logo on it. So the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, subcommittee on the Wan Chai Development Phase 2 review should be there. Agreement number maybe should be deleted. And then we have the Harbourfront Enhancement Review, Wan Chai, Causeway Bay and adjoining area, and listening stage, public engagement report. And of course, also with city planning consultant and also in association with a number of parties, they should also be deleted. And the date should be March 2006. Would that be agreeable? Okay. Basically, it's just to simplify and make sure that it looks like a report issued by the
similar change.
Okay.
And then top and bottom line.
And of course, thanks to the secretary for reminding me that on every page, there are similar change on the top in terms of agreement number and the logo of city planning will also be removed. Paul?
I think it's appropriate that in works of works to this extent and given the commitment from Iris to this project to date that she should get some recognition within the document and it should be somewhere in the document identified that it's her team and the back page, but it's going to be identified somewhere that her team together with the government and all the various departments have worked on this. I think it should be somewhere recognized. Thank you.
Okay, and Iris suggests back page. Okay, no objection. Then we just put a certain phrase that the study was conducted by, carried out by city planning, something like that. Okay. Steve, you have something?
Thank you, Chairman. I don't mean rocking the boat, but I endorse the report, okay, and the proposal.
Okay, thank you.
With a remark that the government should duly, work out a timetable to implement the how to implement the recommendation in the right order, because the recommendation, if worked in the wrong orders, will be disastrous for all of us. Thank you. I want to record that in a minute, Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any other comments? If not, So it's 75 minutes after we start the meeting, we finish matters arising. Yeah, Steve.
Regarding item 7.1, I wonder if Paul would like to further follow up on that, you know, item 7.1 on the Cross Harbour Tunnel new billboard.
The only thing I can say that billboard is still there, and it has been put there after we had the agreement on the harbour planning principles. So I'm not sure what you'd like me to elaborate. I'm just extremely surprised that no action has been taken within the government, the Lands Department, or anybody who's responsible for the site to remove that billboard. I've seen that the third that it has gone out for rental again. So there's again a change in the billboard. So again, we could have stopped it, I guess, but we're still renting it out. So it's a blight. It stops my visibility of the harbour when I pass by, and as well as for everybody else in Hong Kong.
That is a post-meeting note. So if members want to have suggest further action, I mean, please do it now. Raise it.
Oh, so Paul, that's the point that I want to raise this issue again, because somehow it seems that, you know, the mechanism is failing, you know. Despite, you know, the harbour planning principle being, you know, informed, you know, to the probably GPA, but still we have all kind of funny things coming out.
我提議呢就即係話我哋今日其實都好難講有冇資料係咪咁但係既然個會議記錄咗呢咁或者都亦都講咗係 Lands Department 佢都應承咗話會將來係睇下嗰啲 Harbour Planning Principle 咁不如如果可以嘅話呢揾到啲資料啊即係講嗰個 billboard 呢我諗即係上次會議係講即係好 specific 一個 billboard 㗎嘛 我哋知道下嗰個即係 lens 嘅 terms
係會擺幾耐啊？即係啲資料俾我哋得個支持咁啦，咁然後將來再算咁啦。如果要多少資料嘅話，可唔可以咧？就係我哋邀請政府可以即係可唔可以揾啲資料，然之後咧下次開會嘅時候，如果有嘅時候咧，可以向委員會提供呢啲資料。 咁就最後其實仲有一樣嘢就係可能即係要睇一提俾委員嘅就係喺應該係尋日咧就保護海港協會咧就有封信呢封信咧係俾共建維港委員會嘅主席同埋所有委員係關於呢個報告啊咁好可惜咧就呢個唔係一個 public engagement report 我諗呢個係一個 envisioning stage 嘅 report 嚟我哋而家講緊嗰個咁就呢個亦都已經係大會嘅秘書處咧，亦都係傳閱咗俾所有委員知道。咁我只不過係喺呢度咧，就如果有委員有任何意見咧，可以提出嚟，我哋記錄作案或者係需要跟進嘅話 ，OK。如果唔係嘅話咧，就係因為如果冇其他意見咧，我哋就知道有件咁嘅事。咁唔知有大家有冇意見？
主席，其實我想係都係講講咧，就 expert panel 啦。expert panel 嗰個咧就。其實佢嗰個工作範圍咧，係我哋呢個委員會，特別係 task force 咧制定俾佢。咁變咗嚟講咧，就我諗大家都係應該同意咧，個 expert panel 咧就跟足即係呢個要求咧，就做完咗個工作，就唔係佢有咩遺漏。咁考慮嗰啲係中環灣仔繞道啊，同埋啲支路，但係點樣興建嗰個咧，就係我哋餘下我哋自己嘅工作。 咁我相信嗰個可能唔應該睇為係個expert panel
嗰個係個工作有咩缺失啦，係嘛？咁我諗我希望我呢個意見可以記錄喺個會議記錄裏面。咁我諗亦都我都想再強調，我哋啱完成嗰個階段係構想階段，構想階段咧就係我哋收集公眾社會各界人士對點樣優化灣仔海旁。嘅意見，佢哋嘅願望，我哋收集總結，收集總結咗之後咧，作為咧我哋下一個階段，即係呢個建立共識階段嘅一個起點。咁嗰個報告咧就係記錄翻，報告翻我哋收集咗啲咩意見，同埋我哋將啲意見嚟講係點樣可以用響下一個階段。就肯定個報告咧就唔係一個話成個灣仔海旁應該要點樣優化，同埋咧就係。 或者係中環灣仔繞道應該係點興建。即使需要去中環，即係要到喺呢個過程裏面，我哋收集咗呢咁嘅睇法啦嚇。咁、所以就我諗呢個就即係都要搞清楚啊。如果我哋而家去跳到嗰、那個那個最後嘅結論，灣仔海旁應該點優化，或者係中環灣仔要點興建嘅話咧，我哋就違背咗我哋原本一個要求希望公眾參與呢、這個同埋設計出嚟呢個過程。啊，我哋同意咗呢個過程。OK， 咁我希望秘書可以都可以將呢個咧就記錄在案。OK， 如果係咁嘅話咧，就我哋第二點逐二事項應該就係完成。咁我哋可以去第三點就係、是。